The Diary of a Future CEO.
Inspiring stories to ignite the next generation.
Bella, it's great that you've joined us today. You're an outstanding sportswoman, and I'd really love to jump right in and ask you when that passion for sport began. I mean, were you a child who was always really active running around, or did that interest develop later on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was always playing sport when I was younger. I have an older brother who's only 2 years older than me, but we used to go to everything together, from rugby, swimming, to tennis, and like nothing really clicked. Well, I think I was good at them, but nothing was as enjoyable as I found netball and cricket and hockey. So those three sort of clicked for me. But yeah, I just sort of tagged along with things my brother did, and it was more of a social thing for me.
At the Purse, netball and cricket have probably been your strongest sports, of which you've played in the first team. And this week you got more than half a century in an important competition. So congratulations with that. Tell me firstly about your passion for cricket and what you're doing at the moment and how that's evolved.
I've loved cricket since I was really young, playing with my brother. And I think what drove me to want to be the best cricket and stuff and just continue that was the fact that I was always playing in a boys' team, and I was the only other girl. I was the only girl really. Like, I'd rock up to a match, for example, and they'd be like, "Oh, it's a girl, it's a girl." And I think that really, you know, spurred me on to just want to prove them wrong. And I think that's something I still have today. And also with just like encouraging other girls, like at school with the MCC game you mentioned, and that was such a big moment for Perth girls' cricket history, I suppose. And to do that in such style and win one of the games was really good and really positive.
It's really interesting that you mention about that you still feel there is that divide between the boys and it maybe being traditionally a boys' sport and girls evolving into the game and being very good.
Yeah, I still play some boys' cricket here and there, but the girls' cricket's come on so much that, you know, I don't need to go to the boys for a high level, for example. That's just my competitive spirit with the boys. So, you know, there might not be everyone, but definitely me. I was always like wanting to prove them wrong.
You've been selected for the Blaze Academy. Tell me more about what that means.
It's a big commitment to start. Nearly 8 hours a week, usually in the winter, training up at Nottingham, Trent Bridge. Probably my second or third year in the academy setup. First with Sunrisers. But yeah, it's just amazing privilege, and I love every minute of it. The girls are really great, and the support we get is immense. Like, it's so professional, and it's really a big step up from the EPP, for example, which is the one below.
Because you've not just played a school cricket, have you? You were playing for Essex at 15.
Essex was a massive stepping stone for me. It was like my first ever proper, obviously county, but it was my, you know, origins in a way.
And you love netball too, don't you? It's not just about the cricket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, netball's been a massive part of my life. I've played, arguably I was more inclined to netball when I was younger. But I think as cricket, as it progressed and stuff, I realised, you know, I want to do them both, and I wanted to do them both to as long as I could, really. And I managed to do that, which is one of like my biggest achievements personally. With playing with London Pulse and stuff. So that was really great. And the school netball as well, being first team captain this year, was a real privilege. And the girls were great and super supportive, with Mrs. Jones as well. So yeah, real positive.
How has a sport as well as your academic work balanced out?
Yeah, so it's been really challenging at times to juggle them both. But I definitely think I'm quite driven with my time in a sense that, say I have training on a Sunday, that I know that Monday morning when it rolls around, I'll really use my time well. I'm quite good at just knuckling down and revising and just getting it done, because that's just what you have to do if you're busy for like three of the other days of the week, for example. But yeah, I just think organisation is genuinely key. It's a cliche, but yeah, I just think being organised, like planning ahead, is my biggest top tip.
Has sports and the discipline of the sport really helped you then to discipline yourself in terms of your studies and your work?
Well, I suppose, but you'd think after like 10 years now you'd get used to it, but I'm still just as impatient sometimes playing cricket. But no, definitely I think the discipline itself is something I've had to like really work at, and it's really helped my you know, outside of school stuff as well, with maybe like social life as well as academics.
When you look back on your time at the Purse, what will you remember most?
I think honestly the social side to playing sport, more like obviously the competitive games were amazing, like nationals 2 years in a row, indoor nationals, but also the Saturday fixtures, the tournaments, the tours, obviously pre-COVID, but I mean they were all so memorable, and like it's amazing that we got that opportunity, so I'm extremely grateful for that.
What would you say to young people that look to you, want to perhaps follow a career in sport or follow in your footsteps in terms of cricket or netball as a woman, as an athlete? What would you say to them?
Keep the balance going for as long as possible. Something, as I mentioned, I was really proud of what I've done with hockey and netball and cricket. I played hockey county level up until under 17, and although it wasn't like the most enjoyable thing, I definitely made myself do it because I knew it was good all-round fitness and stuff like that, and keep the balance going and have perspective as well. Everyone has bad days as well, so don't just, you know, lose a dream because of a bad day.
You're off to university this year. You've chosen international relations and politics rather than a sporting degree. What motivated you in that way?
When I came to sixth form, I had no idea what I wanted to do, and I was thinking maybe something along the sports line. But I took politics A-level and I really enjoyed it, and I just really liked the idea of doing that, and I thought maybe I could just try and do both. You know, as I say, it's about balance, so I'd really like to balance, you know, in the future my university and sporting career.
And what might that sporting career look like in terms of your ambition?
So obviously I'd really like to play for the Blaze first team, and you know, who wouldn't want to play for their country? So that's obviously a goal of mine. But yeah, I'd just say those two for now.
What motivates you each day and helps keep a perspective on life for you?
Being the best at everything, if, to put it bluntly, really. Like, I think I'm happiest when I'm, you know, thriving and the best at what I do. So whether that's academics or sport, you know, I just, that's what drives me to, you know, get out of bed and do that extra training or do that extra piece of homework, or, you know, it applies to all areas of life, I think.
Are there any people in your life or somebody you can think of in particular that's really inspired you or is like a role model to you?
I'd say I don't really have like one set role model, but there are lots of people that embody traits that I really admire. Like my parents, I'd really hope to put in the effort and the commitment they have for my sport, for my children, driving me like TMZ earth basically for a cricket match. Seems slightly ridiculous to some, but actually like it's just something that I'd really like to do for my kids.
So your mum then, your mum and dad?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. They're your role models.
Well, yeah, I mean, lots of people, like cricketers, of course, but
yeah.
And so many teachers have helped me and supported me in so many different ways. So I really admire that.
When you look back on your childhood, now as you're about to enter the chapter of being an adult, of adulthood, what would you say would best describe your childhood years?
I was very happy, active and always busy, always doing sport, mainly with my brother, and like the happiness came from just on playing that sport with my friends. I was always active, always doing something, but yeah, it was a very happy childhood.
My final question, we're asking all of our guests just to share some words of inspiration. It could be something you've learnt from an experience you've had, or a famous quote that you perhaps like live by, or is there something that you'd like to share that would really like help or inspire other young people who might be watching or listening to this?
I think just the idea of having that balance, like really trying to do as much as you can for as long as possible. I'm a big believer in like that in terms of academics and also sport. For example, doing hockey and netball and cricket as long as possible. For me, playing for the first team at school was really important, so I wanted to do hockey, netball, cricket in that sense.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
And good luck.
Thank you.